Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and joining us is, just give me your name and your title.
Brian Mendelson, owner of Row House Cinema in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Awesome, and so you're based in Pittsburgh, but the reason we wanted to call you up is because you've partnered with DC's Miracle Theater, which is down in Barracks Row, right by Capitol Hill, because they are showing, for part of their virtual cinema, the Quarantine Cat Film Festival. When I saw it, first I laughed, second I said, this is perfect. how did you get in contact with Miracle Theater?
Yeah, so the Miracle and our theater, Row House Cinema, we're all part of a similar network called Art House Convergence, and we have conferences every year and stuff like that. And when COVID happened, we all realized that we were shutting down. That's a crisis for a movie theater, and we know this is going to affect us the most, and most of us are still closed, might be for a while. So we had to figure out, how do we survive? How do we pay employees? How do we pay rent? How do we not go out of business? Like, our fight for survival as independent movie theaters, we all are friends with each other, and so we all, talk a lot and stuff like that. So one of the first things we did as a group, when we're like, how long is this going to last?
Right.
Was we created this concept called virtual cinema, which is we take a movie that was supposed to go on our screens and we put it online, sell a $10 ticket or a $12 ticket, and half the proceeds go to the movie theater showing that movie online, and then half the proceeds go to the distributor or the filmmaker. And it's become a model that's worked pretty well. We call it virtual cinema. And that model, requires us to work with these filmmakers and distributors and convince them that, don't wait for the movie theaters to reopen. You should do your movie through virtual cinema, and we'll show it in, quote-unquote, 100 movie theaters across the country virtually. And that would be good for us and hopefully somewhat good for you. And now that did start off very strong, but we're starting to run out of titles to show. Film distributors are less likely to give us their good titles. They'd rather wait. And so the Quarantine Cat Film Festival was, what do we do? How do we engage our audience? We need more virtual cinema. And, so it's just something we did ourselves. I kind of led the effort, and the Miracle was part of it. And as well as started with 50 theaters across the country and Canada, and then we're up to over 100 now. But the first part was a call for cats. So all the movie theaters participating put out the call to social media and they email us saying, we need you to film your cats and have them send us those videos, make them adorable, make them cute. In fact, you could win money. And then this way, the Miracle is engaging with their audience, because right now the audiences aren't coming in. So we need to keep our name alive, if you will, as movie theaters. And then, we made the movie from all those videos. We got over 1,300 videos submitted to us from around the country, and we edited it together into an 84-minute feature presentation, and that is what we're showing right now.
You said it's from around the country. Do you have, off the top of your head, what all different states or cities are represented? Like, who all sent in there? What cats from which regions were seen?
It's mostly focused around the 50 theaters that participated in the call for cats. So, like, Pittsburgh here, we probably had, of the 1,300, we had, like, 150 entries in Pittsburgh alone. D.C. probably had, like, 60 or 70 entries. And of that, probably like 20 of them made the final cut. But we actually had almost every state covered, even Alaska. And we actually had some international entries, too, from Canada, St. Petersburg, Russia. We were really big for some reason in St. Petersburg, Russia. And then Sao Paulo, Brazil. We got a lot of videos submitted to us from Sao Paulo.
Wow, so this extends even beyond our borders. That's hilarious. All right, so give us an idea of what we might see the cats doing in this, montage.
So, cat videos are very trendy, it turns out, as we learned through this. So you're going to see the latest trends and what's cool in cat videos. So if you're watching YouTube for your cat videos, you might be out of style a little bit. You're going to see a lot of cats and squirrels interaction. You always see a lot of cat and dog interaction. One of my favorite things that is a trend that I love, and we really featured it heavily in this video, is we call it very active cats because it needs a good title, but it's basically cats who are super lazy in the cutest, most adorable, and funniest poses you could possibly imagine. So they just they're just laying in a way that makes you giggle, and it's adorable, and it's worth it. So that's my favorite trend of what you can see in the video. But it's 84 minutes long, and it consists of 480 different videos, and it flows pretty well. We kind of, we try to put themes together, and we're kind of inspired by Richard Linklater's Slacker and how we put this together. So we take you on a journey through cat videos.
I love it. And like the Linklater shout out, that's great. Hey, so what? Who actually edited it together? So you get all these, like, over 1,000 cat videos. Whose task was it to sift through them and decide which kitty makes the cut?
Yeah, that's a great question. Twofold to answer, though. We actually had cash prizes and categories. So we had cutest, funniest, bravest, and best of show category. And so we had three judges who went through all 1,300 videos and judged every single one of them. And we got it down to 74 finalists. And then we picked the winners from those. It was my task to take those 1,300 videos and make a movie out of it. So I spent 2 solid weeks where no one was allowed to talk to me in a locked up room, watching cat videos, editing cat videos, and making a movie for the first time in my life.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm glad you put in the work, because it'll pay off. What do you want people to take away? Tell me, in the sense of, we've all been stuck inside for 4 or 5 months now. Coronavirus can be a pretty depressing time. There's also, racial unrest around the country, the election's coming up, so much stress and, bad negative news out there. But why do you think these cats might help, brighten our day?
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect question, because this film does two things. One, as you're talking about, it's cats, and these cats are awesome and adorable, and you're going to smile. So it's a fun, lighthearted, good entertainment option of something to watch on your TV, on your laptop, however you choose to watch it. And that's part one. Part two is it financially supports the Miracle Theater in D.C., as well as over 100 theaters independently owned, cool theaters throughout the country. And this is raising much needed funds to keep us open. So you not only do supporting a good cause, but you're getting a good night out, which is something we all need right now, is how to entertain ourselves in a way that's fun and positive to, remind us that the world isn't all COVID.
Exactly. And finally, the most important question is it better than the movie Cats that came out?
Which, ironically, at our movie theater right before the shutdown, we did Catnip Night, where we showed the movie Cats at midnight, and we told people to come and watch it, and they did. It was actually a big hit. It's funny when you look at it from a certain perspective, but what a terrible movie. And this is the exact opposite. We didn't try to make humans look like cats. We just took the cats and let them act and be themselves. And cats are wonderful actors, it turns out. So you're going to love this. It's just so much fun. And seeing cats do the funniest, cutest, surprising things you'll ever see.
Awesome. Well, no, I said final question, but I thought of something else. What all breeds of cats are represented? Do you have that info at your fingertips? Because we probably have some like our cat, enthusiasts, so they might want to know what all types of cats we'll see.
Yeah, and I'm a cat lover, and I have 2 cats myself, but my cats are mutts, domestic medium hairs, if you will. So I'm definitely not a cat judge in that sense, but I do know that there's a lot of really adorable flat face cats. It turns out those are, I think, the cutest cats in the world, where they have these really like pug-like faces. Oh my God, they're so cute. And then there are naked cats, so hairless cats. Something I've never seen before. I didn't know that this was a thing, but they're quite talented. They do cool stuff, and it takes a little bit of getting used to be frank. And there's long hair, fluffy cats, fat cats, and then tiny little kittens, and every kind of kitten you will ever imagine is in this thing.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to watch it. And if our listeners want to check it out, how do you recommend them going about it? Do they just go to the Miracle Theater website? And what is it? You said $10?
It's $12 for the ticket. And the Miracle gets half of that. So it would be, you know, you could either go to Miracle's website. They have a virtual cinema page. Or a quick way to do it is rowhouse.online. And that will take you, and you can see all the theaters who are participating, and you click on that particular theater's link to support that theater, and you'll see Miracle on that list.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, man. This sounds hilarious, and like you said, a nice antidote to all the, you know, stress that's going on in the world. So thank you. Again, everybody, it's the Quarantine Cat Film Festival. Check it out at the virtual cinemas, including Miracle Theater. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you very much.